The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has issued a much-needed license for the Gardena Falls project near Hoonah. The developer is the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, which serves the 850-population town about 40 miles west of Juneau. Jody Mitchell is CEO and general manager of the cooperative, known as IPEC.
It will displace about 30% of our diesel in Hoonah, which, well, we're still 70% diesel dependent, but that's very significant for the community.
The project will use a small dam to divert water from just above Gardena Falls, about 5 miles from Hoonah. A pipe will carry the water to a powerhouse at the falls base. Transmission lines will carry electricity to the community. Mitchell says the project is fully funded at just under $8 million, but she knows other Southeast projects have seen costs rise dramatically.
We're hoping to break ground, at least to put the access road in this year, and then install the equipment next year and hopefully have it up and running by the end of next year.
IPEC says the falls are a natural barrier to anadromous fish, and the project should not impact salmon runs. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council spokesman Dan Lesh says the environmental group has no problem with the project.
We're definitely supportive of the project and, in general, all the communities of Southeast trying to get off diesel and trying to move on to renewable energy.
One of Hoonah's largest electrical customers is Icy Strait Point, an old cannery renovated as a cruise ship destination. Manager Johan Dibdahl says the small hydro project will help.
Well, that could mean a lot for us because we don't get the benefit of the PCE, of course, and so our electricity bills at Icy Strait Point run pretty high.
PCE is Power Cost Equalization. It's a state program that lowers high electrical rates for qualifying communities. Homes are eligible, but businesses are not. Mitchell says the project faces one more regulatory hurdle from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Because of the project being on wetlands, they're requiring us to set aside an equal parcel, which is about 5 acres, to classify as wetlands and say that we won't develop it. Well, obviously, IPEC doesn't own any land, so we might have to make a visit to D.C. to try to get some help from our delegation to overcome that obstacle because I think it's unreasonable.
Gardena Falls is a run-of-the-river project. That means it makes power from whatever amount of water is flowing. It has no containment dam, which would create a lake that would help average out the amount of electricity generated. Southeast Conference Energy Coordinator Robert Venables says that's not ideal.
The highest target value resource that, you know, communities and utilities are looking for are projects that have storage capacity. So usually your lake hydros are the best.
But that's not possible for Hoonah, Cake, and some other Southeast communities, so run-of-the-river is a good alternative.
We're very excited to get some relief for the folks there in Hoonah, but this is just the beginning, not the end of meeting their energy needs.
The Inside Passage Electric Cooperative is also looking at the potential of a geothermal site near Hoonah. It's near Pegmatite Mountain at the head of Tenneke Inlet. Residents of Tenneke Springs to the east have strongly objected. They say it could disturb fish habitat and change the character of the remote area. Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation had hoped to obtain the site as part of its final land selections, but it's not in the latest Senate version of that bill. Mitchell, in a follow-up phone interview, says IPEC remains interested.
That's the project that we brought to legislators this season to ask for more funds to take a closer look.
The cooperative is asking for about $3.5 million for drilling to determine the temperature and water flow. Mitchell says it's looking at additional run-of-the-river projects. IPEC's current rate structure averages out power production costs in Hoonah and the four other areas it serves. That would lessen the impact on the community. Mitchell says that structure is changing to a rate based on local costs. That encourages projects such as Gardena Falls that lower local rates. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.